Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to the news show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It's hump day. Oh, yeah. We're getting there. Oh, yeah, we're getting there. It is the 22nd of June, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at ya in around 5 minutes. Yeah. Well, it seems now that we have finally confirmed some rumors about this stupid new iPhone that's coming out later here, well, in a few months. First off, let's get to that headphone jack. Yeah, it's going away. We will be stuck with a lightning port for our audio connections now. Or possibly Bluetooth. We don't really know yet. Another thing we found out yesterday, too. By the way, this is all according to the Wall Street Journal. Apple is completely moving away from its traditional 2-year upgrade cycle. You know, that number cycle we all know and love. You know, the 7, the 6, da 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 da. So, yes, you would be correct. What you're thinking right now, that phone we get in September ain't gonna be a major change at all. I know we've been talking about the same crap for the last few months. The bigger question is, though, if it's gonna be iPhone 7 that comes out in 2017, the hell is this year's phone gonna be called? The iPhone 6.5? Microsoft's Flow. Yeah, that doesn't sound very good, does it? Those of you not familiar with Flow, that's kind of the internet mashup service thingy. Well, it finally gets its own mobile app. As we said, though, Flow is kind of a cool little idea. Say, for an example, it lets your Instagram account magically post pictures, not links to Twitter. Or you can program Flow to automatically save all your tweets to a single OneDrive file. Yeah, kind of cool. That is, if you're into prosperity for your tweets. Most of mine ain't worth saving. So finally, after a lot of requests from users, Microsoft said, hey, here's an app. And funny enough, it's only available for iOS starting today. Microsoft says they promise an Android version will be coming soon. There's no word yet on Windows Mobile. See, even Microsoft knows their own platform ain't that popular. Things just keep improving over there at the Slack headquarters. Yes, it's the same Slack I talk about on the BTN News Show all the time. Our Slack room. It's where BTN hangs out. BritishTech.slack.com. Yeah, gotta get that in there. Well, Slack is improving yet once again, letting users interact with third-party services without ever having to leave their app. The new feature I'm talking about is called Message Buttons, and it'll let, say, companies create interactive Slack apps performing tasks within the chat window. Basically, so everything's just in one place, you don't get distracted going here, there, and everywhere. Slack says they have 12 launch partners that are on board with this thing, including travel site Kayak and recruiting service Greenhouse, among many others. So yeah, it's kind of nice. Everything's becoming work productive all in the same place. You can get your work done, you know, get it out of the way. Then you can just hop on over to the BTN Slack room for all the fun. And finally, yeah, boys and girls, it's another short one. We might have just arrived to the future that we're all maybe hoping for or dreading. Depends on which side of the fence you're on. Because it seems computers, they're getting a little bit more realistic, as in like a human brain realistic. Now, the biggest reason why we haven't seen this brain-like computer is power consumption. Yeah, there just ain't enough of it. That's because artificial synapses usually needs to draw more power than, say, the real thing. Yeah, our brain. But now that's no longer a dream. That's because researchers have built a nanowire synapsis that consumes very little power. Apparently how this process works is by using a wrap of two organic materials to release and trap ions, much like real nerve fibers are saying. But if you're already sitting there worried about, are we about to be replaced as humans? It's still going to be a while for that. Nonetheless, though, computers with brain-level complexity, we're pretty close. I would say this would be something to tell our grandkids, but we may not be around. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, you know where to send that by now, don't you? It's BritishTechNews@gmail.com. You also know where the fantastic website is for all the great BTN podcasts. That's BritishTechNetwork.com. Also, you should be following the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. You don't really need to follow me on Twitter, but if you want to, you can do that at Kyle Swagger. Swagger with one G, don't forget. Thank you. And I said it earlier, but I'm going to say it again. Get hanging out with the BTN community because there are a bunch of fine people over there. You can find that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, well, let's see, tomorrow's Thursday, so I'm not going to promise you again, because this week's looking a lot like last week was. I'll do my best, though. I will try to do my best to get you out of show on Thursday. If not, we'll definitely be here on Friday. In any case, we will get you caught up in the best technology news that will happen. But until then, I do hope you're enjoying your hump day. Enjoy it while it lasts, though, because we've probably got human-like robots fixing to take over pretty soon. And thank you, as always, for listening.